We are his body. We are the church. And everything been put under Jesus. Jesus is the head. You got a body. Amen. Your feet is not in your head. Your feet is what you walk on. Your head is what gives direction. So if Jesus is the head, that means we're the body. That if Satan is put on his feet, that means he's put on us because we're his body. And somebody said, if Satan, if you want to hear, if you got anything to say or you want to hear what I got to say, read the message from the bottom of my feet because I'm walking on you. Hallelujah. What I have to say, read it, hear it. Hallelujah. I got a message on the bottom of my feet that I have conquered you and I'm walking on you. Hallelujah. What are you saying? Don't be afraid of evil because they all been defeated and you have the victory. Listen to this. Continue. Colossians 1:18. It just continue on. We are the body. Christ is the head and we are the body. Now listen to what it says here in Colossians 1:18 and down to 23. And he is the head of the body. Glory to God. Jesus, the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. That is, he was the first one that ever been born from the dead. He was the first one born from the dead. Firstborn from the dead. Firstborn from the dead. That he might have the preeminent. That means he's first. Number one. Nobody's before him. There's a second, a third, and a fourth, but Jesus is number one. He's the head. He is number one. Hallelujah. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. Listen, it pleased who? The Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. Having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. He has made peace. How did he do it? Through the blood of his cross. That blood that Jesus shed, that suffering he did, he took all that for you and for me. And through that, he made peace. God is not mad at you. God is not angry at you. He has his arms outstretched. He's waiting for you to respond to his love. I don't know what you've been told and what your idea of God if you never accepted him. But I'm telling you, he loves you. Anyone that would give his only begotten son and let him suffer and be punished like that in your place. And that's a love you can't buy. That's a love that's hard to explain, but it's real. God loves you through the blood of his cross. And by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him I say, whether they be things in the earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated, that means separated, divided. You were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Yet now has he reconciled, made thing right with you, cancel out what stood between you and God. He reconciled you, reconciled. I'm so glad that I'm reconciled with God and I accept that reconciliation and that the life of God, the love of God has become real in my heart. I love him. I love him. And I don't care who know it. I'm guilty. I'm in love with Jesus. He's the love of my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so it's, so verse 22 says, in the body, how did he do it? In the body of the flesh, in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy, unblameable, unreproachable in his sight. Listen to this. Unblameable, unreproachable in his sight. There's nothing Satan can accuse you of when you know who you are. He can't approach you and get put guilt on you. He can't play the blame game on you. He can't do none of that stuff because you stand guiltless. You stand free, faultless, guiltless, innocent, and nothing can he use to make it stick because God set you free. Hallelujah. He said, now watch what he said. If you continue, see, this is how some believers get sidetracked and get in trouble because they won't continue. If you continue, see, this faith walk is an everyday walk. This is the way I live. This is the way believers live. I live by faith and not by sight. I live by faith. I walk by faith. It is the way I live. It's the way I communicate with God. It's the way I please God. It is the currency of the kingdom. This is how we operate in this realm of the spirit. Faith and love. Faith worketh by love. So if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which is come unto you, which you've heard. And see, when you hear it, don't throw it away. You take this word and you feed on it. Let it be your daily delight. You feed on it daily. Meditate on it. Mutter that word. Speak that word until it get in your spirit. Until it become real to you. You keep it before your eye, day and night. Keep it in your mouth. Hallelujah. To this word talk, that when you open your mouth, that's what'll come out. Hallelujah. When the enemy shows up, that's what'll come out. What the word of God said about that situation. Hallelujah. So he said, so I read again, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which is come, which you heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. And you're hearing it today. Hallelujah.